On the line from Canberra is the government's Minister for Northern Australia, Matt Canavan. Senator Canavan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Craig. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. I just want to read a tweet that came from Bob Katter last night. He said, if I had to describe the budget, North Queensland got mosquitoes and Southern Australia got elephants. Has the North missed out?
Well, no, it hasn't, Craig. We've got more than $6 billion in the budget for the North specifically, and some other funding as well, which will impact on the North, including the dams fund you discussed on your program this morning. This is the first budget we've had since the government announced its white paper last year, and it confirms all of this this spending for Northern Australia of more than $6 billion. It's a massive investment. It's a nation-building commitment from the Commonwealth government. It's the first time a Commonwealth government has done a white paper for the North, and it's in the legacy and tradition of Commonwealth governments building the Snowy Mountains scheme and the Murray-Darling, building interstate railway systems at the time of Federation. And we think the next frontier here is developing our North as well, and building, it's already in many parts very well developed, but building on the strengths we've got in the North to create a bigger and stronger economy, not just for the people who live in the North, but for the entire nation as well.
And we'll talk more about a couple of those infrastructure facilities, including the $2 billion water infrastructure facility in a moment. But I just want to refer back to something Ruth Wade was talking about there, and that is this backpacker tax. The Queensland Farmers Federation says it will be their number one issue during the campaign. When will there be some certainty, a decision made by the government whether to support this industry compromise or press ahead with that 32.5-cent tax rate, which is on the cards to take effect from July 1?
Well, look, I know, Craig, there has been very strong representations from industry associations like Roots, and also members down here, like Barry O'Sullivan and Bruce Scott. They've taken up the cudgels on this, and there will be answers soon. I know something is in the works that just couldn't be concluded before the budget, so we want to make sure we get this right. We did announce a review a couple of months ago, and while obviously I'll have to leave that to the Agricultural Minister and others to announce, we have taken all of those representations from others very seriously, we'll make sure we continue to have a very strong working holiday visa program. It's been built up. It was introduced in about 10 years ago. It's been built up from just a few thousand when it started to 38,000 now. So we very much realise its importance, and we'll be seeking to protect it.
Do you personally support the industry compromise that's on the table of a flat 19% tax rate for those backpacker workers?
Well, look, as a minister in the government, I'll have to leave that to those responsible ministers about what the government's decision will be. But suffice to say, we've been we are listening to all of those contributions that have been made, and I applaud the industry for the constructive way they've worked with us to try and do this. This was something that was announced in last year's budget. I suppose it really didn't become controversial till earlier this year as the time for its implementation became closer. So since that time, we have been working with the industry to come up with a solution.
Okay, watch this space, in other words, by the sound of things.
It is also important to recognise that because of a byproduct of the introduction of the carbon tax, backpackers have been paying no tax effectively, or many have been, because there's an $18,200 tax-free threshold now. And again, I applaud the industry that we do need to make sure backpackers contribute and pay tax towards our public services that we all expect.
Yeah, and industry isn't arguing against that. They've said they're happy for backpackers to pay, but 32.5 cents, which is effectively cutting backpacker pay by about a third, would seriously impact and lead to labour shortages in the horticulture and agricultural sectors, but then also impact on tourism numbers as well. But sounds like there's more to come on that front over the course of the election campaign over the next 2 months. It will be quite long. Senator Matt Canavan is with you from Canberra. If we turn to water infrastructure, $2 billion in concessional loans for water projects. That was the facility announced last night. Matt Canavan, that doesn't necessarily buy too much. In fact, you could probably spend that alone near where you live in Rockhampton, couldn't you?
Oh, look, it's a significant investment, Craig, and it's not to say it can do everything, but we're also a government that wants to make sure we live within our means, so we've got to choose sensible policies to put forward here. We've already got $500 million in direct grants for water infrastructure on the table, and what we've done last night is announce a lending facility to help provide the funds for the additional capital that need to be spent to build a dam. So there are lots of opportunities. I was just up at Lakelands, as west of Cooktown the other day, and there's about 15,000 hectares that could be put under irrigation there. You mentioned where I live at Rockhampton. There's enormous opportunities on the Fitzroy River. It's the second largest catchment in the country after the Murray-Darling, but it's nowhere near as developed. So there's enormous opportunity, but we've got to take this one step at a time. And certainly the $2 billion in the lending facility, the $500 million in grants, and of course we'd expect state and territory governments or the private sector to contribute as well. It amounts to a significant investment in our water infrastructure.
And will it work?
That can open up new parts of our country.
Will it work similarly to what is being established and I think went through Parliament yesterday in relation to the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility?
Yeah, look, I lost a bit with the budget, obviously, Craig, but I'm glad you mentioned that. I was very excited yesterday. We did get the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility through the Parliament, so that's a $5 billion fund. It will work similarly to that, although this fund, of course, will be for water projects. The Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility is for all types of infrastructure across the north, including ports and railways and other things. Some of the details for the water fund, I'll have to leave to Barnaby and his team about the specifics, but certainly the NAIF legislation went through, and that's we're going to have a board established very shortly, and we've already got a short list of 60 projects that amount to $25 billion across the north. There's no shortage of need, and this is a start.
Will it take just as long, because it's taken 12 months to see that go through Parliament, will it take just as long for the water infrastructure facility?
Well, when we announced the Northern Australian Infrastructure Facility last year, we said at the time it would start on July 1 this year, so we've got that legislation through and well within time, about 60 days before July 1, so no loans will be made before then, as consistent with the commitment last year. But from then, there'll be exciting opportunities for that, and the Water Fund will be, hopefully, if we're re-elected, got to do that first, we'll progress legislation for that in due course as well.
And we'll check news and weather in just a moment on the Queensland Country Hour. Senator, just before you go, a quick question about the sale of the iconic Kidman portfolio, because you've spoken quite extensively about developing Northern Australia, the fact that there is some money available from the government to help fund that development as well, but that foreign investment does need to play its role too. Do you accept that your government has potentially scared off investment because of the way it has handled its response to the Kidman sale?
No, I don't accept that. We have to have a strong national interest test for the sale of agricultural land in our country, and that's been a provision in our legislation since the 1970s. So all of these types of investments have to go through those arrangements. Now, almost all, of course, agricultural sales are uncontroversial and do go through, including the development of the Ord only a couple of years ago. It was approved by the Foreign Investment Review Board. But this particular sale, given its size and extent, did not meet that test. Now, I'm not the minister responsible, so I don't have all of the information about the decision for that, but I do support having a strong national interest test. And I also think that where a foreign investor is going to come and build a new greenfield area like the Ord and like the Kimberley Agricultural Investments are doing there, that's great for our nation. That's what we want. But that wasn't the case in this particular sale. So it wasn't necessarily it alone about developing the north per se, like the Ord situation is. So yes, we do need foreign investment as a country, but we need to make sure we protect our national interests as well.
Senator Matt Canavan, thanks for joining us from Canberra today.
Thanks, Craig. Cheers, mate.